Act 2. On the right tracks. Most passengers were happy to eat while talking about a murder that had just occurred a carriage away. But none were as chatty as Monsieur Parrot over the last 24 hours in revealing he had a gun on board. Specifically, he'd managed to tell every single passenger it was kept in a lockbox underneath his bed, with his birthday as the combination. It was almost as if he'd been trying to stage a murder all along. Some people had overheard shouting coming from the Doe's cabin before the murder. Was it Jane or someone else? Sister Soprano, perhaps? The nun with the criminal family background? Or psychiatrist Frida, who'd been seen leaving Monsieur Parrot's cabin moments before? Or perhaps the butler did it? After all, he'd been talking to Mr. Big about stopping the train. Tensions were rising, allegations were being made, and main courses were going cold. It was around this time that the great whodunny took it upon himself to ask for a volunteer. He'd already made himself disappear once when his table bill appeared, but he couldn't find any takers. Not after the train driver mentioned what had happened to his previous stage assistant. Perhaps Vanity Valentine would step up and entertain. John Doe had been a big fan after all.